Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. And Father, we continually give you honor and praise this morning. We continually bless you. You who are great, you are greatly to be praised. We come this morning dressed, off of battle. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in our hand. You are a rear guard. You are covering us. You are hovering over us. You are protecting us. You are keeping us safe. Oh, Father, I thank you that you don't ever leave us. You don't go to sleep. You don't even nod off. What a great God we serve. Oh, Father, forgive us when we reduce you to human terms, when we don't have faith to believe in you, when we put more trust in other things. Forgive us, Father God. We come this morning asking for forgiveness, Father God, in Jesus' name, when we don't trust in you enough to bring it through, when you make promises and we are impatient to wait for you. Forgive us, oh God, we wait on you. You who have perfect ways, your ways are without flaws. You are the one who came down from your comfortable place in heaven, and you, you are the one who walked the earth. You are the one who touched, healed, delivered man out of the state, because you knew that we would sin. So even before the foundations of the earth, you prepared Jesus to be a sacrificial lamb to come and cleanse us of all righteousness. I thank you, Jesus, that you are Almighty God. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the chief shepherd. I thank you, Jesus, that you love. You love us. I thank you, Jesus, that you are powerful. You are our Savior. You are the Son of Man. You are our Creator. You are the great and mighty teacher. I thank you, Father God, that you came, you left. Before you left, you suffered, you bled, you died. But I thank you that you made promises and you're going to come back again. You're going to, you will return. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, that before you return, that every person on the earth that you've chosen salvation for, that they are saved, healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. Father, your word says you don't want any to be lost. You want all to come to repentance. You want all to be saved, oh God. So I thank you that even now, you are standing at the right hand of the Father, and you are interceding on all our behalf. You are continually interceding on everyone's behalf, everyone in every continent. You have children all over the world who call you Lord, who call you Shepherd. So I thank you this morning, oh God. I thank you this morning, oh God, that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. I thank you this morning, oh God, that we are the seed of Abraham and the blessings are ours. His blessings are ours. We thank you, oh God, that you chose us for blessings instead of curses. Instead life instead of death. I break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of our sins and the sins of our ancestors in Jesus' name. I break and release us from all curses on both sides of our families, back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and release medical and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all self-indulgent curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank you for joining us. This is Children's Day this morning. We are praying diligently for our children. We are concerned about their welfare. It's too much killing in the land. And we come to call on the name of the Most High to stop the killing, the murders of our children. So as we continually pray for our children, join us this morning as we lift the children up. As we pray out loud, you pray silently in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, all the praise. Lord, we thank you for life and blessings and all that come along with the blessings. God, we give you all the praise today. We thank you for our children this morning, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you that our children are blessings from you, oh God. We confess that they are all whom you have created and purposed our children to be. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every child in the world, from infancy through adolescent, young adults. We plead the blood of Jesus over every institution, every organization and recreation that our children partake of. We cover those who are entrusted with the care of our children outside of our home with the blood of Jesus. Father, we line up with the word of God in Proverbs 22:6, and commit to train up our children in the way they should go. Not only our personal children, our children in the neighborhood, our children everywhere we go. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit. We bind Satan, the angel of light, doctrines of devils, whereby the Antichrist will try to teach our children anything outside the knowledge of God. We bind all Antichrist spirits in the land, seducing spirits, lust of the flesh, lust of the world, lust of the things of this world. We bind perversion, pornography, premarital sex, rape, incest, murder, suicide, and death. We bind witchcraft, mind control, and Satanism. We bind gangs and occultism. We bind obsession, possession, oppression, depression, suppression, and regression. We bind the spirit of fear and stress in the name of Jesus. We bind peer pressure, the transference of evil spirits through games, cartoons, movies, TV, music, and ungodly associations. We break all curses that have been spoken over the children through negative confession. We bind all magic spells, trances, hexes, vexes, and all spirits that have come to woo, lure, and seduce our children into darkness. Father, we repent on behalf of our children of all sins, and we renounce sin and every evil spirit that tries to enter within. All bedeviling spirits are bound in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray, your perfect will, God's perfect will and purpose, will be manifested in every child's life. Father God, let us be reminded of your word in Matthew 19:14 that says, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus we pray, let not our will be, but let your will be done in the lives of our children. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We are thankful to the Most High God that he is Lord, he is King, and he is Savior. As I said, this is Children's Day today on Bible Storyland. And we are praising our King this morning. Child, he created them in his image. And as we are honoring children this morning, we have a few people that's going to be praying for our children. But first we want to make some decrees and declarations over our children. We decree and declare that our children will give their lives to Jesus at a young, tender age. We decree and declare that our children are protected by God all the days of their lives. We decree and declare that our children love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and they love each other like they love themselves. We decree and declare that our children will live long lives according to God's plan for them in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We decree and declare that our children are obedient to God, to us, and those who have rule and authority over them. We decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends. We decree and declare that our children are wise beyond measure. We decree and declare that our children make excellent choices, wise choices. We decree and declare that our children will receive scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. We decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents, and that they use them to give the glory to God. We decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. So this morning, I thank you again for being on with us. We have with us this morning several people who are going to be praying, as I said, for our children. You know, our children are in trouble, and we have to call on the name of the Father. I beseech each of you to take an hour a day or 15, 10 minutes, however time. You know, when you think of the children, just start praying. Shut down the TVs. Shut down what you're doing. Spend a little of your lunch time praying for the children. Spend a little time in the morning praying for the children. I beseech you, it's too much murdering of our children in the land. Too much, too much, too much. So I beseech you, I beg of you to pray for our children. They're getting gunned down in schools. Pray for their protection in the school. They're getting gunned down on the street. Pray for their protection. They're getting, you know, into gangs, all kinds of gangs. So pray that God will bring them out of these gangs and save them. Pray for the children's salvation, for their protection, for everything that the children need. Pray for. Pray for them. Pray that God will remove stubbornness and rebellion from our children. You know, we want them to live long lives. Pray that our children would honor and obey their parents. Well, this morning we have Minister Tutson on with us this morning, a great man of God. He lives here in Jacksonville, Florida, and he's going to say a prayer for our children. Good morning, Minister Tutson.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Blessed.
We're grateful you could take time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning.
Oh, we give God the glory and the praise.
Amen. So we are ready for that prayer for our children.
Oh, let us pray then. Let us all touch and agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy and divine presence, giving you the honor, the praise, and the glory in Christ Jesus' glorious name. For, Lord, you said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. Lord, you told us, and you said it, Lord God, in your divine word, that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, you said that if two of us shall ask and agree on anything, just touching and believing, Lord, that our Father in heaven will grant it unto us. For wherever two or three are touching and agreeing, Lord, you promised that you would be right there in the midst. For, Lord, you told Peter, Lord, you said upon this rock you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, we stand upon your word today, Lord God. For we offer prayer, Lord God, intercessory prayer, Lord God, for our children, Lord God, which is inherited unto you. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to release a hedge of protection around children, Lord God. Lord, delivering them from mental disorders, Lord God, giving them safety, Lord God, in their endeavors, Lord God. We ask you, Father, and we pray and intercede that these young people and their parents and the leaders in the school system separate themselves from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences. Lord, that they cleanse themselves from everything that will contaminate and defile their spirits, souls, and bodies. We confess that they shun immorality and all sexual looseness, flee from impurity in thoughts, words, and deeds, that they live and conduct themselves honorably and becomingly, as in the open light of day. We confess and believe that they shun loose with youthful lust and flee from them in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you give them skillful and godly wisdom, that your knowledge might be pleasant to them. Then discretion will watch over them, understanding will keep them, and deliver them from the ways of evil and from evil men. We pray that men and women of integrity, blameless and complete in your sight, remain in these positions, Lord God, but that the wicked be cut off and the treacherous be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for born-again, spirit-filled people in these positions who watch over our children, who give charge over them, Lord God, who drive their school buses, Lord God, who prepare their meals, Lord God, who instruct them in the classrooms, Lord God, who monitor them, Lord God, in every area of activity, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you loose your angels, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God, in thy will and in their ways, O Lord, thy God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that tear down every stronghold that the enemy has launched against them, Lord God. We bind these things right now, Lord God, and we cast them back to the ends of the earth, never to come up against our children, Lord God, ever again, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I confess your word this day concerning our children, Lord God, as they pursue their education and training at school. You are an effective at work in them. creating within them, Lord God, the power and the desire to please you, Lord. They are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I pray my children will find favor, good understanding, and high esteem in the sight of God and their teachers and classmates. I ask you to give our children wisdom and understanding as knowledge is presented to them in all fields of study and endeavor. Father, thank you for giving our children an appreciation for education and helping them to understand that the source and beginning of all knowledge is you. They have the appetite of the diligent, and they are abundantly supplied with educational resources, and their thoughts are those of you steadily, diligently, which tend only to achievement. Thank you that they are going and growing in wisdom and knowledge. I will not cease to pray for them, asking that they be filled with the knowledge of your will, bearing fruit in every good work. Lord, bless our children as they go out. And Lord, return them back to their home, their stay places, safe and sound and without incident. And Lord, as you do it for them, Lord, we'll be ever so careful as to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. For truly thou art a gracious and a merciful God, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom, our Jehovah Nisi. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We are truly grateful for that awesome prayer. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, man of God, for being on with us this morning. Well, next we're going to have Karen Itell. She's going to come on and play a song of praise for the children this morning. What are you going to play, Karen? Good morning.
I'm going to do We've Got the Joy of Jesus Down in My Heart.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen, from Houston, Texas. Joy of Jesus down in our heart. And you know, today we need joy. It's not just fleeting joy, but we need a constant joy. So I thank you so much, Karen. That was an awesome song. We appreciate you. Now, as I said, we're continuing in prayer. We're in a prayerful mood for our children today. Our next prayer warrior is my aunt. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. She is Pastor G. Her name is Pastor Bernadette Gantling, and we are so grateful that she took time out of her busy schedule to come on with us this morning to pray for our children. Good morning, Pastor G.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
I am marvelous. I am content, satisfied, and encouraged in the Lord, according to Psalm 1.
Amen, amen. Well, we are ready for you to bombard heaven for our children.
Praise God. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, first of all, that you would show forth your grace and mercy towards us. We ask you to forgive us for anything that we've thought, said, done, touched, Lord God, anything that has been set before our eyes that was unlike you, any thought that has come through our mind that we know wasn't you, that we did not capture, that we did not cast down. We ask to be forgiven, oh God. We ask to be forgiven, Lord God, for doing our own thing, our own way, and not acknowledging you in all our ways and all our doing. We ask to be forgiven. God, we stand with Habakkuk and ask you that, God, that before you judge us, God, that you would have mercy, O God, in your wrath toward us. You would remember mercy, God, and we just thank you for your loving kindness being better to us than life. We thank you this day that you woke us up, Lord God, with our mind yet stayed on Jesus, yet stayed, Lord God, in a place of kingdom principles, and we just give you the praise and the honor. We bow down before you. We worship you. We honor you as King Eternal. We honor you as being God Almighty. God, there's nobody like you, God, and we just thank you today. And God, we thank you for the blood of Christ that has been shed, Lord God, for us, for the remission of our sin. We thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into all truth, our help, our paraclete. We thank you today. And Father, as we've come before you for children, God, I come before you for children of every age, every creed, every nation, Lord God, God of every stature, Lord God, of every color. God, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would look down upon our children, and God, that you would have mercy upon them. God, that you would orchestrate their lives ever the more. God, even as my husband, I was asked to do this on yesterday, Lord God, I begin to think about, Father, the children who work in sweatshops. God, the children who work in diamond mines and coal mines, and those that are sent to dive down and to get coral, Lord God, from the depths of the sea. Those, Lord God, that are used in prostitution. Those that are used in slave trade. God, I ask you to have mercy upon these children. God, I ask you to deliver them from their taskmasters, from them that don't care anything about human flesh, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, to deliver them, oh God, and give them strength, God, to bear until escape, Lord God, is made, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, not, Lord God, to be filled with hatred or bitterness toward others, oh God, that they would not grow up and be like those predators, Lord God. I pray for, God, those that are in slave trafficking, Lord God, the young women, Lord God, that are used for prostitution, I pray, God, for their deliverance, Lord God, that they would not be marred or scarred for the rest of their lives for what they're going through, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for those children who are caught in molestation, oh God, that the perpetrator is a person within their own home, a place of safety. God, it should be a place of safety, but that is the worst place that they could ever find themselves. I pray for deliverance for them, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you, God, would just wrap your arms around them, send angels to encamp around them. God, send angels in the flesh and angels in the spirit, Lord God, that will whisper to them that Jesus just yet loves them and yet cares for them, oh God. And God, it is not your doing, Lord God, that it is the work of the enemy, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the upbuilding of our children, Lord God, for the strengthening of their hearts, oh God. I pray that their minds, Lord God, would be turned towards you, oh God. Even, Lord God, as your word declared, that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it which way you will. God, I ask you to turn these children's heart towards you, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, for those that are handicapped, Lord God, those that are born with diseases, Lord God, that they had nothing to do with, oh God. I ask you, God, to be with them, Lord God, who are born with Down syndrome, Lord God, and God, for those that are born paralyzed, and God, with other diseases and maladies and afflictions, oh God. I ask, Lord God, that your spirit would reach them, oh God. God, that a miracle of healing would come forth for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For those, God, that are in prison, Lord God, for whatever crime they did or did not do and find themselves locked up behind prison bars, I pray for their safety against the guards and the other prisoners, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would keep them from being molested, oh God, from being beat up, from their things being taken from them, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, who know you and love you, to be stationed in prisons, Lord God, in foster homes, and God, for the detention centers and the shelters, Lord God, people that know you and that walk after your way, oh God. I pray, Lord God, for those children, Lord God, who find themselves, Lord God, even here in America, hungry, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that someone would come along and, God, give them something to eat. Give them shoes to wear, clothes to wear, Lord God. God, I pray, Lord God, for teachers to have compassion on these children, oh God. I grew up, God, in a time when the teacher, Lord God, if you came to school dirty, would wash you up, Lord God. If they didn't do nothing but wash your face and hands, they gave you a clean piece of clothing, gave you a coat, Lord God. God, restore the compassion in our world, oh God. But God, restore compassion in our earth, oh God, in our own cosmos, Lord God. Restore compassion toward one another, but especially to our children, because your word declared that our children, oh God, we should look around our table and see our children as olive plants, oh God, that our children are heritages from you, a blessing from you. Help us, God, to begin to take our children as a blessing, God, not as an intrusion in our life, oh God, not as an interruption in our life, but God, that our children are a blessing, oh God. Help us to teach them your way, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to direct them to wisdom, oh God, for wisdom has insight and foresight, oh God. Wisdom has a deliverance in it of its own, oh God. God, I ask you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, oh God, will cover their lives, oh God, that you will send angels, oh God, to encamp around them. Lord God, that you will send people into their lives, Lord God, that God have straight, pure love toward our children, oh God. Teach us, every person on this prayer line, teach us how to love our children. Teach us how to love ourselves. Teach us how to love other people's children. Teach us how to care about the children of the world, oh God. Teach us how to have fair and just dealings, oh God. Your word declare, what do you require of us, oh God? God, you require that we take care of the orphans, oh God, the widows, oh God, and that we walk justly before you, oh God. Help us to do so, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, raise up, God, mothers in the church that would teach the younger women, oh God. God, is your word that the older ought to teach the younger, oh God. Those that are experienced, have a walk with you, have a knowledge of you, would teach those that know nothing about you, those that do not have real experience with you. God, deliver our young women, especially, God, God, just deliver our young women, oh God, from promiscuousness, oh God, from lasciviousness, oh God, from running around half naked, oh God. Deliver them, oh God, from all kind of music, oh God, and all kind of, God, witchcraft dancing, oh God. God, deliver them from tattoos, oh God, because whatever spirit they live in, God, save you, step in, their children are going to live in that same spirit. So God, we ask you that you deliver the parents, oh God. Deliver, God, these men that are deadbeat dads, that don't want to do nothing for their kids, but God calls them to be support systems for their children, providers for their children, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would just have your way in our lives. Save us, oh God. Jeremiah said, if you save us, we shall be saved. If you heal us, we shall be healed. If you deliver us, we shall be delivered. God, we ask today that you do it, that you pitch a tent over us, oh God, that we will be examples of who Jesus Christ is. God, that we will walk up right before you, that we would endeavor to live the life you called us to, oh God, that what you purpose and plan and design in our life, God, that we show it forth to our children. We raise them up, Lord God, in the admonition of the Lord. And Father, we just bless your name this day, oh God. Raise up churches, ministries, oh God, that are geared toward children, oh God, that bring the instruction of the Lord, Lord God. God of the devil, Hosiah. Oh God, we bind the work of the enemy, oh God. We bind the power of darkness and the satanic forces, oh God. Oh God, of these gothic things, God, that are coming up, these different cultures, Lord God, out of the subcultures, out of our culture, oh God. We bind these things up, oh God. White magic, black magic, incantation, hexes, vixes, charms, oh God, amulets, God. God, we loose it from our children now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you that you are not only a God that hears, but you are God that answers prayer. And because you answer, we give you praise and glory and thanks. Before, Lord God, we see the manifestation. God, we thank you for the turn in our society. We thank you, Lord God, our children. God, that our adults are returning to you. God, that from the pulpit all the way down, God, that the house of God is being restored to you, because your word declared that judgment must first begin at the house of God. God, move in your house, oh God. Teach us kingdom principles that we be able to instruct others. And Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. For greatness, God, for success in our lives, for success in our children's lives, we just give you the honor. We just thank you today. And, Father, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding our children. God, you said that you would call a people that did not know you. And, Lord God, that they would be your people. God, take out the heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh, oh God. God, move, rule, and super rule in our children's lives, oh God, regardless of their age. And, God, we are somebody's child. Move in our lives also. And, Father, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I tell you what, whoo, that was an awesome prayer. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Auntie. We appreciate you, Pastor G, taking time out, as I said, in your busy schedule to pray for the children of the world. We appreciate it. That was an awesome, power-packed prayer. So as we continue on this morning, we're looking for Jackie Travis this morning, but I don't think she's on yet. So we'll continue. You know what? God's word is very powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will cut stuff out of us like nothing else. We'll be saying, ouch, wonder what's going on. Well, you know, the Lord's word in Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, and he's an awesome shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then, he stops. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, as I said, his word is awesome. Just take time to read his word. Take time not only to read, but to study it. Play it in your house. Play it in your car. Play the word of God. You know, I bought some CDs from Dollar Tree for $1, and it has the Word of God. It has from Genesis to Revelations. So the Word of God in Psalms 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Don't you know we need a triumphant voice? For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He's not just here in Jacksonville. He's over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, who are his children, and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Hallelujah. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Yes, we exalt our God this morning, our King, our Lord. Yes, he's our personal Savior. He's not just a group Savior. He's a personal Savior. Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Well, later on we're going to give you an opportunity to do so if you have not. Well, today our topic is on Christian dating. You know, when I was growing up, I really didn't know that much about dating. But you know what? Over the years, God has been teaching us, you know, his ways. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. Christian dating God's way. And you know, during the time of Mary and Joseph, they didn't really date. They were chosen for each other, and they, you know, went with each other's family to worship. But they didn't really date so much. So they were engaged, a spousal, the Bible calls it. They were a spouse to each other. They knew that they were going to get married, and they did not engage in premarital sex. They waited. They realized their body was the temple of God, that it belonged to God. And so they waited and gave themselves unto God. You know, Genesis 29:18, we just got through reading about Jacob in Psalms 47. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. So, you know, the story goes on with Jacob. Jacob, you know, he was, in the beginning, a little trickster. He was cunning and crafty, deceptive. But, you know, we have to think about what we're doing. Even the young people, you know, when you're young, you know, the people used to say, you know, your sins will find you out. That's what happened to Jacob. So what kind of person was Jacob? You know, he was the kind of person, Genesis 29. I'm going to read it to you. Genesis 29:16-18 says, Laban, I'm going to start up a little higher. Jacob stayed with his uncle for a whole month, Laban, and said to him, just because you are my relative doesn't mean that you should work for nothing. Let me tell you what your wages should be. Laban had two daughters. The name of the older daughter was Leah, and the name of the younger daughter was Rachel. Leah had attractive eyes, but Rachel had a beautiful figure and beautiful features. Jacob loved Rachel, so he offered, I'll work 7 years in return for our younger daughter, Rachel. Can you imagine somebody loving someone so much that they were willing to work 7 years? Now, as the story goes on and unfolds, you'll realize that he even worked longer than 7 years. You know, and he said in the Bible, 7 years was like a few days to him. So read the story about Jacob. It's a beautiful love story. What kind of person was Jacob that he would work 7 years without pay for a woman he loved? Think about it. You know, the young men nowadays, some of them want women to work and take care of them. They don't even want to work. They're standing on the corners. They're cutting class. They're hanging out in each other's homes. They're doing all kind of evil, wicked things. But, you know, in the beginning, Jacob was not, you know, he wasn't saved. As a child, he got saved later on. But, you know, his character showed later on that he was changed. Now, the Bible says that Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. What was the character of Jacob? Genesis 25:31 says, naturally crafty. You know, he conned his brother out of his birthright. What kind of person would con their brother? You know, come on, give me your birthright. I know you hungry. Yeah, just I made some soup. I know you worked in the field and you tired. You know, I made this bowl of soup, and it smelled good, and his brother was tired, and he had no value of his own birthright. You know, a lot of times you work hard, and then, you know, when you get older, you put in your will. You want to will your children, your home or your car, or you want to will them certain things, but they don't have the same value for it that you do. So, you know, he did not value his birthright. He gave it up for a bowl of soup. Now, all of his inheritance, it ain't important to me. Here, I'm hungry right now. What do we do in the moment without thinking about it? You know, we have to think about things. We can't just jump and do things. We have to think them out. You know, Solomon, the wisest man, he thought about things that he did. So we have to think about it. So he was naturally crafty. Genesis 27:18-29. Deceptive. He deceived his father also by telling his father that he was his brother Esau. So, you know, he was crafty. He was deceptive. Now, he reaped the results of his own sin. That was a sin, what he did, conning his brother. It was a sin deceiving his brother. Now, let me tell you something. That's a spirit that's still in the land today. Some people are crafty. They try to con you out of different things. Oh, yeah, you know, I'll just give you this here. You take this and I'll give me that. That's a deceptive spirit. And we have to watch our children, making sure they're not growing up being, you know, with deceptive spirit. You ask them something, well, you know, what did you do in school today? Oh, I did good. Then you get a call from the teacher. The teacher says, you know, what they were fighting or they were doing things they shouldn't do. They were trying, you know, to deceive you. Or, you know, maybe they took something from somebody. They were crafty. So you want to watch the children as they grow up. Watch how their character, how their personality is. And, you know, you have to make corrections. I remember teaching school, and I would call a parent and tell them their child did this or that. Oh, my child wouldn't do that. Don't take up for your children when they do wrong. Correct them. Now, you know, I grew up in a time like Pastor Bernadette did, during a time when teachers were compassionate. Not only were they compassionate, they spanked us when we did wrong. They spanked us. They corrected us. And thank God the neighbors did too. We had a whole village taking care of us. You walk down the street, fight start, older people saying, no, stop it now. They made corrections in us. Allow people to correct your children. It will help them in life. It will help them. Now, you know what? He suffered the consequences for being cunning, crafty, deceptive. He had to leave his father and his mother at a young age because his brother was angry. When his brother realized what he did, his brother was angry. So his mother said, go stay with your uncle. Now, he became religious later on. In Genesis 28, verse 10, it talks about him. It says, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled towards Haran. When he came to a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had gone down. He took one of the stones from that place, put it under his head, and lay there. He had a dream. Now listen to the dream. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway set up on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. He saw the angels of God going up and coming down on it. The Lord was standing above it. Listen, the Lord was standing above it saying, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give the land on which you are lying to you and your descendants. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. That's plentiful. You will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. Through you and through your descendants, every family on the earth will be blessed. Now listen, you see how we're blessed? Through this young man, Jacob. Remember, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will also bring you back to this land because I will not leave you until I do what I promised you. Now, that's Father God talking. You know, he's not a man. He don't lie. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep and exclaimed, certainly the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. Filled with awe, he said, how awe-inspiring this place is. Certainly, this is the house of God and the gateway to heaven. Now, early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had put under his head. He set it up as a marker and poured olive oil on top of it. He named that place Bethel, House of God. Previously, the name of the city was Luz, L-U-Z. Then Jacob made a vow, if God be with me and will watch over me on my trip and give me food to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return safely to my father's home, then the Lord will be my God. This stone will be set up as a marker. Will the house of God be the house of God, and I will surely give you a tenth of everything you give me. So this is, you know, what God told Jacob and what Jacob told God. So he changed. He wasn't cunning. He wasn't crafty and deceptive no more. He became a man of God. He was affectionate. Genesis 29:18. Jacob loved Rachel. He didn't touch her. He looked at her and loved her. He was industrious. You know, he worked all those years. He worked 7 years for her, and then a trick came to him. Now, let's see how he's going to take this trick. He tricked his brother, but you know what? Your sins will find you out. And the consequences of sin are not, they don't feel good. So I want you to know that there are consequences when we sin. So we have to be careful not to sin. We have to be careful to be guided by God daily, because those consequences come back on us, and the way they come, we don't like them. So be careful. Think about it. Think before you act. So, prayerful. He became very prayerful. He prayed to God. He was disciplined by affliction. He wrestled with the angel. Read Genesis 37:28, Genesis 42:36. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord. A man of faith, Hebrews 11:21. While Jacob was dying, faith led him to bless each of Joseph, who was his son. That was his baby son for a while. He leaned on the top of his staff, and he worshiped God. This is the story of a young man who was a sinner and later turned from sin to a God, from a sinner into a God-fearing man. After he was saved, he met a beautiful woman and fell in love with her. His love for her was so great, he worked 7 years for her, and then circumstances led him to work 7 more years for her. The things that he did as a sinner followed him, causing circumstances for the wrong he had done before he gave his life to God. What was Rachel like? What caused him to love her so much that he was willing to work 7 years for her and then 7 more? What kind of person was she? A man would work 14 years to marry her. He didn't touch her. He didn't have sex with her. She was beautiful. He saw her, but he didn't touch her. Was it her outer beauty or her inner beauty? Now, you know she had to have inner beauty. You know, a lot of women are beautiful, but they got nasty attitudes. A lot of men are handsome, but they have, ooh, dreadful attitudes. You know, Rachel had, she was beautiful in her attitude. She was patient. She waited 7 years. You know, she could have found somebody else because she was beautiful. But she waited. She didn't cheat on him. She waited 14 years. Now, you know, she was a thief and a liar. She stole from her father when she was growing up. But you know, consequences come back. She had suffered consequences also. She was beautiful and shapely. She loved children, and she wanted her own children desperately. She prayed to God for her children. What can we learn about dating from God's people, Jacob and Rachel? During Bible days, people did not date. Their future husbands and wives were chosen for them. People in their neighborhood, in their church, or where they worship, they observed them and watched them and matched them up. Their parents chose for them. even in the lives of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose parents were Mary and Joseph, his earthly dad. They loved each other, but did not consummate, did not have sex until after their wedding. They waited, really, until Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph, until after Jesus was born. What does God say about us as individuals today? How are we to live before him concerning, our lives? 1 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Now concerning the things you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband." 1 Corinthians 7:34, "There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman, who is a virgin, cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit." 1 Corinthians 7:36, "But if any man thinks he is behaving improperly toward his virgin, if she is past the flower of her youth, and thus it be, let him marry her." So what's that got to do with our young people today? I say to our young people, God wants you to live holy, righteous lives. 1 Corinthians 12:1 through 2. We're going to read that. You know, first, like I said to you, the Bible is awesome. The Word of God cuts out of us all of that mess, deceptiveness, lies, everything. It does everything for us to clean us up. And we have to be clean, you know, living righteous, holy life. We can't live the way we want to live. We were born in the image of God, and we have to live like God wants us to live. You know, many times we think, oh, yeah, we're free to do what we want to do. But to a certain extent, because consequences come. So Romans 12, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren," you, me, everybody, children, young men, young women, "by the mercies of God, that you present," what are you going to present? "Your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable will of God." Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And, you know, we have to present our bodies. We have to be separated from the world to avoid conforming to the world's ways. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we have to demonstrate, prove that we belong to God by doing his will. You know, many people say, oh, yeah, God is my Savior. Uh-uh. If you ain't obeying him, you are not telling the truth. If you are not obedient to God, if you're not obedient to God, guess who you obedient to? So if you don't obey God, you obeying the devil. Whenever you disobey God, you obey the devil. So whoever your father is, that's who you are obeying. So I don't know about you, but I choose to obey God. Not perfect. I'm human. You're human. We're not perfect. We have to call on God. We have to say, Lord, save us. Help us, Lord. So, you know, we are not to live as the world lives. What about going on a date? Can we as Christians date? Yes. But you must guard yourself that you do not sin against God. Who can I date? What can I do? And where can we go today on a date? Christians should date other Christians that are on the same spiritual level. If you're in the eighth grade, you don't want to date a kindergartner. So if you are on one level spiritually, you don't want to date somebody who's not on the same level with you, because you're not going to be speaking the same language. They're going to be saying, huh? What you talking about? What that mean? No, I don't believe that. Uh-uh, God can't do that. No, get somebody on the same spiritual level with you. The same thing applies spiritually. You want to go out with someone in, you know, near the same spiritual level that you're on. First question, how do I know if I'm old enough to date? Talk to your parents. Tell them you want to, you know, to date. Pray with them. Ask them to pray for you. Have spiritual conversations. You know, be careful about your conversation. What you say is important. God knows what you're thinking, and he knows what you're going to say before you say it. So think before you speak. If a person uses foul language, does drugs, smoke, is involved in sexual activity, and says they are a Christian or want to be, but they need your help to change, run from them. The Bible says resist, flee from evil, the devil and his ways. Where can you go on a date and with whom? You know what? There's safety in numbers. Group date. Group dates are fun. You go out, you can eat pizza, go eat pizza together, go to the movies with a group, go bowling with a group, go to the beach, go swimming in you know, a pool somewhere. You could go roller skating, rollerblading. You can go surfing. You can go jogging. You know, there's many. You can go to Christian parties. You know, Christian parties, prayerfully, there won't be alcohol, sex, and drugs. Prayerfully, it will be Christian music, an atmosphere, you know, where young people can keep their minds on God. They can even sit and talk about the goodness of God. They can eat good, healthy food. But, you know, you want to avoid being one-on-one with a male or a female, particularly in a constant, you know, constantly. That will draw you to have sexual relationships with them. You know, our bodies are made in a particular kind of way. When children get to a certain age, their sexual organs begin to develop and they begin to have feelings in their body. But they have to learn to give those to God and bring those under subjection. They have to have self-discipline. You know, you don't want to bring unwanted children into the world. Sex is for procreation as well as pleasure. But, you know, you want to do things in the way that God would have you to do them. So we have to be careful. Yes, you can date as young people, but you got to be careful who you date and where you go, who you go with. You know, you can even invite, you know, people over to your house on Sundays with your parents' permission. Maybe you all can cook outside, have hamburgers on the grill, you know, play gospel music, do gospel games, you know, spiritual games, do gospel raps. There's a lot of fun in being a Christian. But we have to, you know, we have to think about what we're doing. Now, next week, we're going to continue talking about Christian dating. There is power, like I said, in numbers. You don't want to just, you know, do what you want to do when you want to do it. God calls us to have restraint and self-discipline. You know, when you're running a race, you're going to get yourself ready. You're going to get in physical condition. If not, you're not going to win that race. And why would you run in a race you don't want to win? You want to run a race. And that's how it is with God. We're running a race. We're running in a race. So you want to be prepared. You want to make sure you fully have on the equipment you need to run the race. Whatever race you're running, be fully equipped. We're in the Lord's army. We want to make sure that we are fully armed, fully geared up, have our armor on. Well, as I said earlier, you know, we are praying for our children, and we're going to have another woman of God from Louisiana. She lives in the New Orleans area. She's a prayer warrior. She's my prayer partner. We pray weekly over the phone for the children. So today, we're going to call Minister Vivian George. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. We thank God for you. She's going to pray
God.
For the children this morning. So I thank God for her.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we do thank you for this day, for it is the day that you have made, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every prayer that has gone up so far this morning, God, for our children, Father God. We thank you for the word of God that has went out, that it will not return void. We thank you for everyone that is listening, Father God, whether they have a child or whether they know a child or whether they have some children, God, that they know that needs prayer this morning, that these prayers that have gone up this morning will even pierce the asunder of the souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning, Father God, that the blood of Jesus, yes, Lord, oh God, will penetrate every woman, every man, every boy, every girl, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that Lord, we pray this morning, yes, God, I hear this morning, hallelujah to Jesus, every perpetrator, that you be confounded in the name of Jesus, every uncle, that wants to give our children drug or touch them. All incest. It be confounded in the name of Jesus that this thing shall not and will not happen in the name of Jesus. This day, yes, we pray, because this day, only this day can take care of itself. It has enough trouble in its own day. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against tonight when our children want to go out and, oh, God, and call themselves and join. It's no more in going out all times of night. We curse that in the name of Jesus. We come against it. We stand, oh, God, up for righteousness' sakes. Every perpetrator that has planned to give our children drugs, alcohol, all these different kinds of drugs to get them caught up, to make them lose their mind. Oh, Father, in the name of our children, they are being given stuff, and then they come back and they have their mind is not the same. We pray against that this morning in the name of Early will we seek you, O Lord. Yes, Lord God. Early will we call upon you. Early will we call upon you, O Jesus. Yes, God. Father, because we know no one else, God, that can help us now in a time like this. Oh, praise God. Father, we seek your face on behalf, oh God, of our young girls, oh God, that's going out getting pregnant. That one that the devil has planned for tonight. It's cut off. She will not step into that ring. We stake her out. We put a stake that she cannot cross. She will not lay down. She will not give her body over. God, you said we can decree a thing, and we decree it this morning. We have been decreeing all this morning that these things shall not happen with our young people in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Devil, use a liar. Devil, use a lie. We command you to go now. Go! Take everything that you have planned, because your plans are no good. Yes, go! Go! Go into a dry place, seeking rest, finding none, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Father God, our children shall be whole. Praise God, they shall be presidents. Praise God, they shall be CEOs. Praise God that they shall, oh God, own plenty. Praise God, they shall lead great families. Praise God, they shall be leaders in every way that you have called them to be. Praise God that they shall be noticed. Woo! In the courtyard, wherever they go, in their workplace, praise God. Praise God, they shall stand up for righteousness' sake. Praise God. Oh, God, this morning, yes, God, that one, oh, God, yes, that the devil wants to steal, God. He caused them to go out into prison walls, God. Oh, we shut the prison door this morning that they won't enter in the name of Jesus, and those that are behind prison walls this morning. Father,
their taste and see that you are good right where they are. And God, Lord God, you got it because you got them between a rock and a hard place. Now we say, do your perfect work. Do your perfect work with that young man. Do your perfect work with that young lady. Oh, God, that shut down behind the prison wall. No, oh, yes, God. They'll say, I'll serve you. I'll serve you right where I am, God. I'll praise you. Yes, they'll praise you. Every one of them will praise you, and they'll be weapons of war, tearing down, tearing down, tearing down Satan's kingdom. Oh, they'll say, I'll lead right here. I wanted to lead on the street, but now I found a better place to lead. I'm a lead in the prison, but I'm a lead with Jesus in view, in spite of you. I'll lead. I'll lead with songs of praise. I'll lead it by looking up. Oh, Father, I know that Daniel, oh, he praised you in the den. Oh, God, hey, yes. And the doors flung open. Yes, God, we know, God, our people can praise you behind prison wall. And, oh, God, the doors of their heart will fling open, God. They don't have to be released. But, oh, God, they'll be free, 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 free. I pray those that are not free, that they'll be free in their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, and they'll just have the joy of the Lord is their strength. Oh, God, yes, 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 your word is so sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes, God. Oh, the joy of the Lord is their strength in the name of Jesus. We want happy children, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, we don't want oppressed and depressed out here cutting themselves and laying. Oh, Father, fighting themselves. Oh, getting a razor blade, wanting to commit suicide. We pray against them, suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. You cannot cause them, oh, to want to kill themselves because they can't have a certain young man. Oh, God. And we pray against our girls, yes, 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 that want a man just because he got his pants hanging down. God, we pray for young ladies, yes, God, that going to look for a man and say, I won't have one at all if he don't walk up right, God, and have himself properly dressed, God. Yes, God. Our young ladies don't have to lay down with anything, but, God, they can pick up the best because you said you gives us the best, God. God, have them think. Let them think of themselves, oh, God, where you think of us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning as we pray this morning. Oh, because you're the author and the finish of all good things. Yes, you are, God. And we look to you, God, and, Lord, we plead the blood now. We plead the blood, yes, we do, over every one of our sons and daughters, oh, God. Lord, God, that. Oh, hey, 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 I hear this morning that one that, oh, God, yes, that one that have strayed, that prodigal son. That prodigal son, that mother's heart that's crying for that old prodigal son that have strayed and strayed and strayed, oh, God. We call him back, God. Yes, yes, yes. We call him back, oh, God, that we can celebrate in the spirit, God. Oh, God, that how you done, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we call that son and that daughter out of the whole pen this morning. Uh-huh. That one that's out there, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that one out there selling her body, yes. Oh, we call them back this morning that laid out some man done took them out there and used them for all kinds of things this morning. Oh, we call them back, God, that the spirit of, yes, the spirit of the Lord, God, will confound their minds. I'll touch their mind now. Yes, I say, Lord, their mind, their mind, their mind. Loose their minds, devil. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus that they shall go free and they shall call upon the Lord with all their hearts and minds and all their strength. They'll call upon you, Jesus. In times like this, in times like this, we need our children to come back, oh God, to come back. The returning of the hearts of the for the fathers of the children, we call them back. Much love. You said love covers all. You said love covers all. So we call back love. Oh God, we pray for forgiveness for every word that have said to parents or children. And children have said to parents, oh, God, that, oh, Father, the love will cover all. Forgiveness will be accepted. And, oh, God, we'll see a change in our cities, in our country, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so grateful. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. We have had some powerful prayer warriors on this morning, and we are truly grateful praying for our children. And that's what we need. You know, we got to do it ourselves also. Pray for your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Pray for the neighbor children. You know, when you get up in the morning, you see the children walking to school as you're driving to work, pray for them along the street. Pray for the children when you see them getting out of school. You know, when you see them getting in the fight, honk your horn. If you don't want to get out and say, stop that, honk your horn at them. Call the police. Stop violence. Stop crime in your neighborhood. Don't allow it to go forth. Sometimes we just say, oh, that ain't my business. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The newspapers are filled with children who've been neglected from our hand, where we didn't say, don't do that, where we didn't spank them on the hands when they were little or spank their little bottoms. I visited someone in the jail recently. The jail is full. It's the spirit of deception on our children. They're deceived. So you want to train them up in the way they should go. Teach them how to choose the right people to be with. Well, I could go on and on. You know, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on about our children, because God has put a love in my heart for the children. So they're constantly in my heart, constantly thinking about the children. So pray for the children. Pray for your family. Pray for the families of this world. Well, is there anyone on this morning who is not saved? We're offering salvation. Press 1 if you're not saved. Well, Romans 10:9-10 says we have to confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we will be saved. The word of God is true. So, you know, talk to your children about being saved. They can't go to heaven without salvation. You can't go to heaven without salvation. Now, if you slid back from God, you need to move, run into his presence. Don't just slide, run into the presence of the Lord. Run into his presence and hold up holy hands and say, Lord, I sinned, forgive me. You know, some of us are too proud to say we sinned. We all sin and come short of his glory. We're as filthy rags. We got spots all over our garment. Unless God clean us up, we still got spots. We're under construction. Well, Sister Karen is going to play a song for us this morning, and then we're going to take prayer requests. So think about if you have prayer requests.
All right. I will do a song for us this morning.
All right. What's
that
it called?
That is going to be Jacob's father, Abraham.
Okay. Father Abraham.
All right.
Up my Aunt Mildred and her daughter. They need prayer. Anybody else need prayer? I see Miss Lou Dell on here, my spirit, one of my like spiritual mothers from Applin, Georgia on. I'm happy to see you on, Miss Lou Dell. Anybody else? Prayer. Press 1 if you need prayer. All right, Sister Donna here. Good morning, how are you? Good morning, Sister Donna, how are you? I can't hear you. Can you hear me? You're on live. 904-891, you're on live.
Sorry. It was on mute, and I had to fight to get the phone. My husband, David, wanted you to say a prayer for him. And I guess just say a prayer for the whole family. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. How you doing, Sister Donna?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Working hard every day. I appreciate you coming on Thursdays and on Saturdays. You are much appreciated.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, and also to have the kids have an excellent school year.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Anybody else? Press 1. I see my good friend on here, Sister Gloria from Houston. She's from New Orleans, but she's in Houston, Texas. Thank you, Sister Gloria, for being on. Prayer request. Press 1. Press 1. Okay, Miss Liddell, press 1. Hold on.
Yes, I just want to say that I've been blessed by the message. Oh, I'm cooking preserves, I'm cooking okra, I'm doing some of everything, but I'm still trying to listen to the program. But I like to pray for a prayer from one of my members of church. She's real ill in hospice care right now, so I just pray that God will some way, somehow, you know, let her health improve and she'll be back to normal once again, if it is will.
Amen. How you doing, Miss Liddell?
Well, I'm doing. That's all I can say. I'm doing. Thank God for doing.
Well, Miss Liddell is the youngest woman on here. She is 90 plus years. Hallelujah. Amen. God's giving you the strength to. What'd you say? You were a canning stuff or preserving things?
Preserving pals, canning okra. And taking wings in the oven. So you know how busy I am.
You are. Now, can you imagine 90 years young and still preserving things?
I'm 90 and a half.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I thank God for life and abundant life.
Thank you, darling. Thank God. Thank God.
Yes, thank God for you.
Yes.
Glad you could come on in your busy schedule this morning.
Well, yes, ma'am. Very, very busy, but I couldn't miss it. I wanted to be a part this morning.
Amen. I thank God for you. Anybody else pray this morning? Press 1. Press 1. We're taking prayer requests. You know, we're so blessed. Brother David Emmanuel brought the word on Thursday to the young people, on boys to men, girls to ladies. It was an awesome word, teaching them, you know, how to be responsible, teaching them about God's ways, teaching them how to avoid alcohol, drugs, all kinds of addictions. I mean, he really ministered to the young people, so I thank God for him. And we will lift you up, Brother David. You're kind of quiet this morning, but that's all right. We thank God. I know you're probably out and about. We thank God for you. All right, well, any more prayer requests? Press 1. We're going to approach the throne of the Father momentarily. Well, Father God, we just honor your presence this morning, and we are grateful that you are the Most High God. And, Father, we just thank you that you continually watch over us, even when we're going the wrong direction. You use that rod of correction, to pull us back on your almighty path. And we are grateful We come with grateful hearts this morning, oh God. And, Father, we also come with repentant hearts.
Yeah.
Because we sin against you, and we don't always know when we're sinning. Sometimes we're stubborn and rebellious, but sometimes we don't even know when we're sinning. So we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us, creating us a clean heart. Remove everything from our from us that's not like you. Clean up our garments, oh God. Father, we yield to your will this morning in the name of Jesus. We lift up the elderly, oh God. Aunt Mildred, Mavis, my cousin. We lift up Miss Ludell, Father God. Father, we thank you for the elderly who have been the way we still have to go. I thank you, oh God, for my sister, my friend, Sister Gloria, Lord God, a young woman in her 80 years young. We thank you, Father God, for the elderly in Jesus' name, the gray-headed people that you're giving abundant life to, the ones who are helping us be trained according to your will, your plan, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for Brother David Emmanuel, Sister Donna's husband, oh God. We lift him up this morning. We ask you for strength, for guidance. If he needs healing in his body, heal him, oh God. Give him direction, oh God. Oh, Lord, give him wisdom, Father God. He's the head of his household, oh God. And a young man these days need wisdom on how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to dwell in your presence, oh God. So, Father, we thank you today for the Emmanuel family, not only Sister Donna, her husband, and their two sons, but their extended family, her family, his family. Blessings upon them, oh God. Draw them even closer, oh God. And Father, I thank you for their children and the children of the world having excellent school years. And Father, as I pray this morning, I just ask you, Lord, to have mercy in the schoolhouses. Have mercy upon the teachers, the administrators, custodial staff, cafeteria staff, social workers, everybody who deal with our children, even in the park and recreation department. I thank you for these places being places of safety for our children. I bind up the lust spirit, that spirit that says that's running out of control. I say that our children will have self-control. They will not bring unwanted babies in this world. That every woman who gets pregnant will want their child. The women, not the children, will have babies, married women. Everything will be done in your order, in Jesus' name. And, Father, I just lift up Miss Ludell's church member. You are a God who performed miracles even today. Even though you used Moses to part the Red Sea, you're still using people to be healers in the land, to bring forth miracles, signs, and wonders. And, Father, we ask for forgiveness when we think that you are limited. When we limit you today and say you don't do that today, the devil is a liar. You're still healing today. You have healed my body many times. Doctors are so limited, but you are the unlimited physician. So, Father, today I thank you for healing Aunt Mildred's body, Miss Ludell's body, all the elderly throughout the world in Jesus' name. And, Father, I pray this prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniel's book. It's called The Prayer Against the Spirit of Death. So I pray this prayer for our children and those who are targeted by to leave early. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over our city, from our family, and off of our lives. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, touch death, accident. accidental death, suicide, and every form of death that is bound and blocked. They're saying we have 60 seconds on the radio. I'm hoping they'll give us more time. So if we click off, I'll talk to you all next Saturday. So, Father God, we bind up early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call the names, Ekedi, of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Grip Reaper, Lithiel, Father Time, Orias, Heal, Ishmaneah. Shimiel, Theos, Kamala, Hades. These assignments, aka of death, is broken off of our children, off of us, and off of our future generation, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assaults, freak accidents, gang violence and initiations, hijackings, robberies and burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, equity, abuse of the weak and innocent. I declare that none of these will have any power over us ever in Jesus' name. I confess that Psalms 68:20, that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. I declare that the Lord has not given us over to death. Psalms 118:18. God, thank you, that you have not, God, I thank you that you have found wisdom that breeds life according to Proverbs 8:35. We have the favor of God over our lives because we love wisdom and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of moral and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord, Proverbs 10:2, declares that the treasures of the wickedness profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We 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 say righteousness and longevity. We declare we are delivered from death. Our spouses are delivered from death. Our families are delivered from death. Our seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loose. We live full lives, aka abundant life. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14, we will not walk in the ways that seem right but lead to death. Proverbs 14:12, we know that we have passed from death into life. We love people because we love people. John 3:14, those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses of the way of hell and chambers of death. Proverbs 27:27. Our feet do not lead to death. Proverbs 5:5. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death. Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messengers of death. Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death into life because we because we love each other and understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death. 1 John 3:14. the fumes that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow are fallen to the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked back into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed to its root. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released over us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against our cities. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, and we use the tongue, and we use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We speak manifold life, abundant life, 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death. Proverbs 10:2. There is no death in the way of righteousness. The law of the wise is the fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. Lalitha has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of salvation, and the issues of death belong to him. Though the Lord chastens us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Psalms 118:18. He has given us keys over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in the victory in our cities and every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe every word that we have spoken and believe that manifestation of the power of these words will be a sign to our city that has shall cause the government and media to know Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. I praise God for you. Anyone have a quick testimony, press 1 and share it. Or if you've already pressed 1, you can share it at this time. All right. Well, we thank God for you. I love each of you. I thank you for being on. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. So we agree with the Lord's plan for our lives. Walk in holiness every day. Be obedient to God. Seek his face continuously. I thank God for you. God loves you so much. I love you, and I look forward. There will be no show on Thursday. And I want to give you just a brief little special announcement. If this ministry has been a blessing to you or has enriched your life in some way, especially if the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow a seed, a gift to Bible Storyland, a financial blessing, we would appreciate it. Send it to Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida 32203. All right, so I just thank God for you. I look forward to speaking with you again on next Saturday. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, be obedient to the Father. Love you. Talk to you next time.